Well, hello.
Welcome to the Because I Love You podcast. I'm Bria,
or Bestie B. How's it going? How are you?
Happy Monday.
Yes, it wasn't a mistake. I did move the post day to Monday.
Do you know why?
Because y'all fake as fuck and y'all don't watch my videos on Saturday anymore. And I was looking at the analytics and y'all don't even get on anymore on Saturday. So that's your own fault. These are the consequences for your own actions.
No, but seriously, I asked you guys what day you want. And weekdays definitely took the cake. So I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to force it. Let's just do what you guys want. I'm here regardless. I can be flexible. So now we get to start the week together, which honestly is exciting to me. I hope you are excited about that too. A little Bestie B action on your way to work, just to get you in the mood for a good week, get you inspired, or, you know, just entertain. Sometimes we don't have to be so heavy with it, okay? And today is one of those days because I have another story time for you. Girl, Okay, first of all, I didn't even want to talk about this because I am embarrassed about what happened, but I also feel like now that I've kind of gone through it, this is something that could be helpful to you guys. But I'm gonna expose myself, whatever. We all have our moments. We all have some really not so great things happen. So last week, I had a week, okay? Now this would have been 2 weeks before the eclipse. Why do I bring up the eclipse? Yes, I am an astrology girl, okay? Where am I astrology girlies at? Comment if you're an astrology girl. What's your zodiac sign? First of all, I need to know who's in my comments, who's watching, where are my astrology sisters? I am definitely in that category. AJ just, he smiles and laughs, my little Cancer. But I really do think though, there's got to be something to it with like an eclipse happening and it having an effect on us. The last time we had an eclipse, you know, when it was actually happening, animals went quiet. It was just like this odd silence I can remember having. And I feel like it's really a testament to like the energetic influence that has on us. Because if the animals feel it, then baby, he's there. Okay. We're a little jaded as humans, but the animals know. So I have been off my game, and I don't know if you guys have been off your game. Clap if you've been off your game. Sorry. I've been watching Wendy Williams So if I reference her, go with it. Also, God bless Wendy Williams. I hope she's doing okay. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh shit. No, really. What was I saying? Oh yeah. Clap if you had a bad week the last couple of weeks, because yes. First of all, I was more emotional than I have been in a minute. Kacey Musgraves came out with this album recently, Deeper Well. And when I tell you, I was on 75 fucking sobbing, man, sobbing. I couldn't even see the road. If you live in Dallas, you don't want to be on 75 crying, okay? You feel me on that, right? I almost had to pull over. First of all, Kacey, what'd you put in that? Okay, there's this one, I think it's called Sway, that song. Ooh, it's for the eldest daughter, okay? Listen, I just been feeling a lot of emotions and I can't really tell you why. And I'm, you know, I wouldn't say I'm like an overly emotional person, but like, I think I have normal emotions, but like to be crying, I was crying every single day, like 2 weeks ago. Now I feel totally fine. I don't know what was going on. Maybe it was just PMS, but it felt like a very intense version of that. So I'm very skeptical. And of course, being an astrology girly, my For You page was obviously targeting me and was like, the eclipse is coming. You're going to feel very emotional. Things are going to be chaotic. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Honestly, if it's not true, I don't care. Because if it's not the eclipse, am I crazy? So I'm going to go with the eclipse, actually. That's what's great about being an astrology girl. It's never our fault. Okay. So yeah, I had a rough week. And one of the craziest things that happened last week, amongst a few other things, was AJ and I, we are going to take a trip to Europe soon. Clap if you love Europe. We've never been out of the country together. So this is huge for us. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. AJ and I will not be having kids until we both go out of the country. So it's a big deal for a lot of reasons. It's kind of like one of the big bucket list items that we have as a couple before we think about having a family. So to get that checked off the list is huge for us because it's one step closer to really having serious discussions about starting a family. Anyways, I booked the tickets in January, British Airways. Okay. And I'm looking at the tickets 2 weeks ago and I realize a little shum shum. AJ's last name was incorrect. Legally, my last name is Jones. I never got my last name changed just because it was too complicated with my business and everything. So when we got married, I just kept mine. He kept his, okay? But I noticed that on the ticket, there was an error and his last name was Jones. And you know you have to have your name correct if you want to get on a flight, especially an international flight. They're definitely not going to let you through. It has to match your passport. So I see that. And, you know, initially I'm like, oh, no biggie. I'll just give British Airways a call. Cool. So I call British Airways and I'm like, hey, I just wanted to do a name correction. She's like, ma'am, that's not possible. In order to do that, we'd have to cancel your ticket and you would have to rebook. I was like, what? Why? Like, I've never heard of this. Sorry, I don't get out much, but I've never heard of this before. So I was like, okay, well, if we cancel, are we going to be able to rebook at the same rate? She's like, I can't guarantee that. And I'm looking at the flights and they're literally double the price. Now, mind you, we booked expensive because we don't do this at all ever. We really rarely take trips at all. So I got us first class round trip seats to Europe. So that's pricey. But since we booked so far in advance, it was actually a pretty good deal. But regardless, it just was like, there's no way we would be able to afford to do those same seats now because the trip is coming up. So I'm like, miss, I don't know if you see the price difference, but like, that's not gonna work. I was like, don't cancel. Is there anything that we can do? I'm like, I was like trying to understand. I'm like, why is it like this? I'm like, baby, we are in 2024. You're telling me you can't change a name? Now I get some people are ignorant and want to swap tickets and those people get the rest of us in trouble. So now there's all these strict policies around changing a name or whatever. So I guess that's why it is. I don't know. If you work for an airline, please tell me what is this policy, because it is like the worst. So she's telling me that I'm basically going to be out all this money, and I'm going to be straight up with you with how much these tickets cost because it is important to the story. But total round trip for us to get to Europe is about $8,000, which if you think about an international trip, not bad, especially with first class seats round trip. So I am freaking out because I'm like, are you telling me $8,000 is just going to go down the drain? Like, I'm just going to lose $8,000 and I have to rebook. And she was making it seem as if I wouldn't even get a refund or a voucher to use what I've already paid for. And I'm like, absolutely not. Not today, Satan. So I said, okay, I'm going to have to figure out something else. Thanks for your help, I guess. And you know, it's one of those things, because I looked on the website too, and it says on the website that they can change names. They would do it for like a $45 fee. So I'm like, why in some cases are you doing it? You know, I feel like you're playing me. You're playing in my face right now. I need you to change this last name because I'm about to lose my shit. So mind you, I'm already emotional. Okay. I'm basically talking to all these British Airways members, crying on the phone, and everyone's giving me the damn runaround. So I said, okay, they're basically saying because it's an international flight and there's two separate legs, one with British Airways, one with American Airlines, that they can't change it. I still don't fucking believe that. But I said, fine, I'll call American Airlines and see if maybe they can change it. So I Google American Airlines ticket customer service, something like that, phone number. So 1-800 number, like everything else. I call, do. Hi, I really need some help here. I incorrectly put my husband's name on a ticket. Could you help me? Oh, ma'am, absolutely. If you know where this is going, please don't judge me, okay? It's important that you know I was having a bad week. He's like, yeah, we can totally fix that for you. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. So mind you, I have an appointment that I'm supposed to be at in an hour. So I'm kind of like trying to get ready while I'm on the phone. He's like, cool, what's your booking reference? Da da da. He reads me back the itinerary. So I'm not thinking anything of it. He's like, yeah, okay. He's like, ma'am, there is a change fee though. Is that going to be okay with you? I was like, well, how much is the change fee? He's like, it's going to be a $500 change fee. I was like, $500? And AJ is in, I have to throw him in here. I can't look bad myself. I was like, AJ, like, I don't know what else to do. He's like, well, then I guess we have to do it. Because what are we going to do? Pay $500 or lose $8,000? Like, what would you do? All right. So we say, fine, fuck it. Go ahead, do the change fee. So he takes our information, processes it. We get a confirmation and everything that we are good to go. Life is good again. Okay. So I'm in the car, okay? And mind you, I have this is a habit I do need to stop, where I'm on autopilot and I'm just zooming. And when I was in the car later that day, I was driving home, it was towards the end of the day, I just all of a sudden was like, what did I do earlier? Like, it just clicked. And I was like, let me fucking see that itinerary again. I pull up the confirmation that they sent me that the flight was changed. It was not legit. I did get scammed out of $500.
Cute.
I was like, wait a second. Let me see if there's an American Airlines logo on here somewhere. No, the fuck there isn't. So here we go. I'm back at square one and I'm pretty much hysterical now. And I'm out $500, but also I still don't know if I'm going to get $800 back now. So life is swell. And I'm like, you know what? We'll handle the scammers later. I don't really care about them right now. I need us to be able to go to Europe. This is a big deal for us. We've been waiting for this for literally 2 years. We've saved up for it. It was such a big deal to us. And here I am thinking I ruined everything. I couldn't even sleep. I felt so bad. I was like, I fucked everything up. Like, this is supposed to be our big trip. Like, this is a dream for me to be able to go to Portugal. So I was just like, I feel like I ruined everything. Anyways, we get home. I call British Airways again and I get a different person who was at least listening to me, which I could appreciate. And I was like, who can we talk to? Like, we have to change this name. He's like, ma'am, we can't do that. You know, he tried it with me. I said, okay, are you guys able to process a refund for me? Are you able to do that much? Because this is an expensive ticket. He says, let me see how much we can get you back. Puts me on hold. Comes back. He tells me that out of the $8,000, he would be able to give me $161 back and 74 cents. I'm not gonna lie. I lost my shit. I was like, no way. Absolutely not. I have got to talk to someone else. Like, who can you put me on the phone with that is above customer service? Because no way. That doesn't even seem ethical. It's one thing if you're gonna make me cancel the flight. I'm sorry, but now that's a scam. You're taking $8,000 and you're giving me $161. That's a scam. No way. And here's the thing. I've flown British Airways multiple times. I've always had a great experience and that's why I chose them, because I know that they have good accommodations. We like the food. I felt comfortable with them, but little did I know they were so not accommodating when it comes to just like a small last name change. So I was like, I have travel insurance. Like, I booked everything. I don't understand how I'm getting $161 back. That makes no sense. And I was like, can you please explain this to me? He goes, oh, ma'am, could you hold on 1 second? He goes away for like 2 minutes, comes back and he goes, we'll change the ticket. Huh? He gives me this email and he's like, send the passport to this. We'll get it fixed for you right away. What? So did I need to freak the fuck out for this to work? I don't know. I have no idea. I promise you there's a point to this at the end, but just hear me out. Everything that week was kind of like this, okay? We get the ticket fixed. Thank God. It takes like 3 days for it to work. Bunch of back and forth with the support team, and they finally change the ticket to his proper last name, and we are good to go. I'm happy to report we're going to Portugal. So all is well under those circumstances. But that was an entire week, by the way, of back and forth. So it felt like a very long week. So anyways, that happens. And then I have the scammers, right? They just waltzed off into the distance with $500. And I was dumb enough to give it to him, so that's fine. Anyways, yeah, with the scammers, I guess they figured out some way to hack the SEO, because I ended up digging into how did they come up as the first option for American Airlines customer service. They have figured out how to hack some weird SEO thing in the background with keywords, and I was able to see that. And so you get directed to these people first. I did want to share this story because I wanted to make sure other people had heard this situation, because normal people like us, we don't think about all these complicated, intricate scams. I would never think that someone's career is tricking people who need corrections on their tickets, but it's a damn good niche career to go into because these airlines aren't accommodating. And somebody knew that and figured it out and was like, wait, we could take people's money and tell them we can fix it. Good on you guys. I have to say, they were good. They sent me an itinerary and everything. They sent me a receipt, girl. They were on top of it, okay? And they were nice. So they had me in the palm of their little hand. And then I called back later, right? Because this is before I had figured it out. And I was like, oh yeah, like how long does it usually take to process the change or whatever? He's like, 2 hours. And so then I was like, oh, but it's been like 4. He was like, oh, it'll be 48 hours. That's when I fucking knew something was off. So I was like, how you go from 2 hours to 48 hours? Okay. Listen, I know I be looking like boo boo the fool sometimes. Like nobody has been scammed more times than me. I'm telling you. AJ literally laughs so much at me because this is not the first time something like this has happened. Unfortunately, I just believe in people, I guess. So yeah, I was able to dispute the charge, of course, because it is fraud. Well, what's great is Amex doesn't play around. They immediately knew something was fishy and the charge wouldn't even go through. So that worked out for us. But yeah, either way, we would have been able to dispute the charge. You just have to do that in a certain amount of time. If this ever does happen to you, which I hope it doesn't, just know, handle it as soon as you find out and replace the card. We did that as well. So I go on with my week and then I get news that I have a stalker. Cute. So I'm not going to go into too many details around this because it wouldn't be safe for me to go into too many details. But what I can tell you is that this person knows way too much about me and my life and has kind of popped up in places that I frequent. And that makes me uncomfortable. And it made my friends uncomfortable to the point that I didn't even know about it. They told me. I had friends tell me what was happening because I guess they found my friends. So yeah, that's a little bit of a, you know, the downside to this job. And I love this job so much. But realistically, not everybody that's watching me could have the best intentions, right? So there's thousands. There's bound to be at least one weirdo out of that. And to those of you that are normal, thank you so much. Thank you. I think the issue here is boundaries, because what it sounds like is this person, I don't think this person has bad intentions. I don't think if they saw me, they wouldn't do anything dangerous. I want to tell myself that, but I don't know for sure. But I really have a gut feeling that this person really just has an issue understanding boundaries. So with this job, obviously there can be parasocial relationships where because we have these conversations and we kiki, like people think that they know me better than they actually do. And I've had it happen in a lot of instances, even with people who like don't scare me, but it's clear that they know who I am. But you have to remember, if you ever run into me, introduce yourself. I want to know who you are too, right? And sometimes it's just like, oh my God, hey girl. Like, but it's so funny because that makes me feel like I am doing a good job here, that you guys feel comfortable with me. And I've never had an issue with people understanding the boundaries here, but this is a little too far when you're like finding my friends and you're finding the exact coordinates of where I'm at because you're just being very observant about things. You know, I have to be a little more aware of what I share. I already try to be, but I guess I have to do better, you know, and I can't share as much, which sucks for some of you guys because I do want to share other things that I do. But sometimes if that's going to compromise my safety, now I can't share it. So I do have to be careful about what I choose to let you guys in on when it comes to like the Dallas thing, and be a little more conservative with what I share. It just is what it is. So that was a little bit of a downer last week as well, because I was already having a really shitty week, to be honest with you. But yeah, and then work-wise, it was just one of those things where I felt really burnt out. I didn't have any ideas. I really didn't feel like showing up. I think my cup was really just empty. And we've talked about burnout before, and that's kind of what I'm getting to with all of this, is I think the lesson in all of this was that I was running on autopilot and I was needing a break. And I always preach it, right? I tell you guys, take the break before the break takes you. And what I was seeing as a bad, shitty week was really the signs and the symptoms and the universe trying to be like, listen, you need to slow down. I could have easily avoided giving someone $500 of my money if I was a little more present, if I had slowed down. But I was like, gotta go here, gotta go there, gotta finish this, gotta edit that, you know, just constantly go, go, go. And my wheels are just spinning and it leaves me so depleted at the end of the day. And I'm like, how is it already the end of the day, you know? But like I said, I think everything happens for a reason. And I needed that to happen because it kind of pulled me out of this like autopilot thing to where I was like, okay, so much is kind of going wrong right now to the point where I had to be like, what's happening? I need to take a step back and I need to be careful. Even as far back as like the whole issue issue with the name on the ticket being wrong. That could have probably been avoided if I wasn't so squirrely sometimes. You know, I'm not good at attention to detail, and it's not that I typed in AJ's last name to be Jones. You know that auto population feature on Max? It had to be that because I know his last name is not Jones. So I think when I populated something else on the computer, it changed his name, unfortunately, and I just didn't catch it. But still, I could have been going a little slower, especially when it comes to paying as much as I did for those tickets, triple check, double check, do what I need to do to make sure things are right. And I feel like that is a constant lesson that I need to learn and remember, because I'm a very impatient person. I can be very impulsive. And when I'm really excited about something, that's when I make the most mistakes. So it was a moment for me to reflect. I just was feeling so low on energy. My mood after, you know, the back-to-back instances of things were happening. And there were other things that happened that week that I just won't get into. But it was just a lot for 1 week, to the point where I was like, you know what? I gotta take a break. I gotta like log off. Offline. I need a minute to myself. And I would take like maybe a day or a half a day off. And then I would go back and do some more work. And then I would hit another wall. I kept going through this with myself that week. And I was like, okay, I'm going to keep getting the lesson until I learn it. You know, I'm forcing it. And the bottom line is, when you have to force things, that's the biggest sign that you're off track. That's the biggest sign that you are not aligned. You're pushing yourself in a direction that's going to backfire, right? We don't want to force, we want to flow. That is how we know we're in a good place, right? During that week, I can tell you everything felt like I had bricks on my shoulder. Like every action I had to take, getting up in the morning, it just felt hard and heavy. And all I needed was a little recharge and reboost and to get grounded again, because I was really just trying to do too much at once. And I will say, like, part of my personality is just that I love projects, I love creating, but I've realized that it's also a bit of my downfall because I don't know when to stop and I don't know when my plate is full. And it especially gets hard because in this industry, you can constantly see other creators and what they're doing, the opportunities that they're getting. The comparison game is so easy to just get caught up in. And I find myself getting caught up in it a lot more recently because I think I'm getting to a place where I feel like now that I'm 30, I'm like, I should be here by now. And I'm kind of scared that I'm not in the place that I was supposed to be in. But anything driven by fear is going to push you in the opposite direction. Anytime you do something out of fear, you're not doing the right thing. You shouldn't be doing something because you're scared. You shouldn't be doing something because you're worried you're not going to make ends meet. That's a low vibrational move, right? You want to do things that make you feel good, that bring you happiness, that energize you. These are all the signs that you're on the right track. So all that week, when all that shit was going down, it was just like the universe screaming at me, you're off course, you're off course. And I was doing things out of obligation and fear. I wasn't being true to who I am. I wasn't creating content that I even wanted to create. And I didn't even catch myself going in that direction. It happened so quickly. I was even talking to my manager about it. And she's like, yeah, like it just seems like, you know, you're kind of on autopilot. And that's the word exactly. It's like, I'm showing up and doing my job, but like Bria's not there. I'm just kind of operating and doing what I feel like I need to do versus what I want to do, because so much of this job has to be what I want to do because that makes the best content. And then I think you guys enjoy it more when you notice that I'm enjoying it too. So this has been kind of like a refresh for me. And I know we've talked about in the past, like getting into flow, getting into a place that doesn't feel so forced. And really at the root of that was getting some rest. And so I took a few days off. I said, you know what? I'm not gonna worry about posting. I'm just going to be present, do some stuff with the family and friends, and actually have a life. You know, I think that was important too. I find that I get so caught up in work, and it's not in a bad way. It's just like, I really love my job. I love creating, and there's always something to do. There's always something to edit, and I always want to get ahead of it, you know? But I can't compromise my life, because then I look up and I'm like, where's all my friends? Like, why aren't we doing anything? Like, I feel lonely. I wonder why. So balance needs to be the theme for me this year. And I really want to start working on how I can create boundaries and balance with myself and my job, because with a content creation job, we can record everything we're doing all day. Social media don't sleep. There's always someone online. But this is the season of me needing to figure out what routine is going to work for me, what routines are sustainable for me. That also means I need to ask for help. It's time for me to hire more people. It's time for me to bring on more support. I can't do it all. I look at these influencers who have millions of followers and I'm like, how can I keep up with these people? They're posting multiple times a day. They're linking everything. They have podcasts. They have their own brands. Like, they have so much going on. And I'm like, I feel so incompetent. I let that get in my head. I'm literally comparing myself to people who have teams of 20, and I literally forget they have teams. They have teams of people. I don't have a team. I have myself, my manager. I have an editor who's amazing. Hi, Dellen. That's who I have. So I don't really have a team just yet, but one day we'll get there. Trust me. But I also have to recognize that I have to know when it's time to expand. And I think a really clear sign of expansion is in these moments when things are feeling forced. When you're feeling tired, it's time to look around and say, how can you be more supported? If everything is feeling really difficult for you, take a step back. Don't try to problem solve. Just take a step back and be present. Be in the moment. Sit with yourself. Connect with your body again and go inward instead of trying to look for a solution or something to distract you. Sit with the feeling, because then you'll get the answer on what needs to be done. And in my case, I was tired. I was definitely overworking myself, not realizing it. I wasn't balancing. And it's easy to just kind of get off track sometimes and you don't realize it. And then all of a sudden you're burning out and you have no idea where it came from. That's exactly what happened to me. And y'all know burnout is not for me, okay? Because we ain't going back down that road. I already know what happens when you get too burnt out. You need 3 months in bed and antidepressants to get out. We ain't doing that again, okay? So I would rather just take a few days off. I would rather just regroup and make the accommodations. I need more support. I realize that. I can't do this all on myself. That means more financial responsibility, but we're going to have to do it, because the cost of, you know, say I do burn out again, the literal cost of like health bills, trying to recover from something like I did last year, it's not worth it. I'd rather pay for additional help than pay for all that drama. Yes and amen. Clap if you hate drama. So again, a fun little story time that I just wanted to tell you about my really bad week, which ended up being a huge lesson for me. Things aren't so bad. You just need to pay attention. Not everything is going wrong for you. You're being redirected, okay? But if you choose to just freak out and shut down when things go wrong, you're never going to be able to pivot. You have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to take feedback. You have to be able to know nothing is a personal attack against you. We're just trying to get you on the track you want to be on so that you can get to where you want to be. And growth is hard. Growth is uncomfortable. You're going to learn what your limits are in the process of growing. You're going to learn what you can and can't do. You're going to learn when you need help in certain areas. But those situations oftentimes are very messy and uncomfortable. And I think when we try to push it down and just like neglect that we need to take a break or we need support in certain areas, it comes out in these ways. And for me, it's when I just start making all these little mistakes, you know, when I'm not paying attention, when I'm moving too quickly and I'm like, everything is going wrong. It's literally my fault though, because if I could just chill out for a sec and pause, it would just be fine. It would really be fine. So it's really not that deep, okay? It's never that deep. It's not the end of the world. Bad times don't last forever. They don't. Bad times don't last, but bad bitches do. Okay. If you like this episode, give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. And I mean that, please, because y'all really are helping the podcast grow when you do those things. I don't just say it just to like hear myself. You guys are really helping us out. And I really appreciate your support when you do that. Let me know what you thought about this episode. And if you've been feeling a little burnt out, or if this eclipse energy got you. I'm filming this the day before the eclipse, so I'm very excited to see what's gonna go down, because there's so many theories. I'm kidding. It's literally an eclipse, guys. Like, let's not freak out here. But I hope you guys have your eclipse glasses. I hope you have fun. I hope you're safe. And I'll see you guys next Monday. Love you guys.